It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus.
Magical!
Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
The hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Edward Cabrera returned with a bang. Let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Tuesday, April 16th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Chris Towers, and let's rank some waiver wire pitchers. Up top, we have Edward Cabrera, who looked awesome in his season debut against the Giants. 6 innings, 1 run, 10 strikeouts with 17 swinging strikes. Ben Brown turned in the first quality start of his career. He was at Arizona, 6 innings, 1 hit, 1 run, 4 strikeouts there. Michael Lorenzen made his Rangers debut at the Tigers, 5 shutout innings with 4 strikeouts. And Reese Olson looked great on the other side, 6 and a third, 1 run allowed, 8 strikeouts with 16 swinging strikes. Chris, how would you rank this group? Olson, Lorenzen, Ben Brown, Edward Cabrera.
I think you can put Cabrera and Olson in pretty much any order you want. I think Scott White has Olson a little ahead. I think I prefer Cabrera. I think there's just a little more upside there, but I think those are clearly the top two options among this group. After that, it's probably Brown and then Lorenzen, and it's probably Brown ahead of Lorenzen by default just because I'm not very interested in Lorenzen. I think at best he's a streamer. Maybe Ben Brown can be more than that. His curveball looks really good, but Cabrera I thought was very impressive. This was picking up something that he did in the spring, which is throwing more strikes. I think 68% strike rate in this start was very good. He pretty much ditched the sinker. He threw his four seam fastball only about 20% of the time. And I think it's probably an approach that works for him because you would think the fastball is the easiest pitch to control. It's the straightest one. It moves the least. That has not been the case for Edward Cabrera in his career. His fastball has often been the toughest pitch for him to command. And so it might be a case where going super changeup heavy, as he did in this one, using the fastball kind of as the opposite changeup, playing off of the changeup, which he throws 93 miles per hour, by the way. I think that can be a really good approach for him. And I just think Cabrera, it's always been the case. If he just got his walk rate down to like 8%, he could probably be a top 30 starting pitcher in fantasy. So I'll chase the upside with him.
I do think both Edward Cabrera and Reese Olson have considerable upside, but mm-hmm. I lean with you. I think I would go with Edward Cabrera as well. Would you be all right dropping either Luis Gil or Frankie Montas for any of the names we just mentioned? Those two combined for 12 walks on Monday night.
Yeah, I can't say I'm like super moved to drop Luis Gil to pick up Ben Brown or Michael Lorenzen. Absolutely for Edward Cabrera and Reese Olson, either of those guys. If it was just Ben Brown available, I think I'd probably stick with Gil or Montas just because I don't know how long Brown's going to be in the Cubs rotation with Jameson Taillon working his way back. But my expectations for Luis Gil and Frankie Montas are not particularly high, it should be said. I think Frankie Montas, even when the results have been good this year, I think the process has been pretty unimpressive. The fastball velocity has been down. He hasn't really been getting a lot of whiffs. And then Gil, he's got great stuff, but he doesn't pitch deep into games. He's got bad command. So I think both of those guys are probably just streamers against good matchups moving forward.
Let's have a quick conversation about Jackson Chourio, who had a huge game, 2-for-4 with a sock and a shoe, his third home run, his third steal of the season. But StatCast tells us maybe we should look into a sell high. The expected batting average entering this game was 179. The expected slug was 295. Chris, would you be looking to sell high on Jackson Chourio right now?
I fear when people hear us have the sell high conversation, what they hear is, we don't like this guy. We think this guy stinks. Get rid of him. And that's not what we're saying. And so I want to be clear. In the case of Jackson Chourio, I think he's probably a roughly top 100 player. The fact that he's running already is a good sign. I think that's going to be a big part of his game. And it's probably going to have to be, right? Like, he's probably going to need to steal 30, 35 bases, because I do think that the bat is just not as developed as it eventually will be. He's 20 years old. He hasn't played above double A. Like, there's a lot of things that explain why his quality of contact metrics, his strikeout rate, are all not great. That being said, I do think he's going to steal 30 to 35 bases. I think he's going to be a big part of that Brewers lineup at the top against the right matchups. So there's going to be opportunities for him to score runs. So on the whole, I think, like, you have to be looking for guys who were clearly ahead of him coming into the season. Nolan Jones, Jazz Chisholm, guys like that. If you're going to trade Jackson Chourio, that's the type of players I think you should be targeting, is high upside players who are a little more proven at the major league level.
All right, for more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we will be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye! The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.